Restoring My Soul, Friday the 23rd of May, The Glorification of the Father. The Father's name is glorified when the one seed, Christ, becomes a multitude of seeds in one sheaf. These seeds are the name of every son who would be born again of the life of God. They are born again once they receive this seed into their spirit, which was brought forth through the travail of Christ, the one seed of the Father. The seed of their name and life as a son of God is germinated by the Holy Spirit, causing their identity to be reborn as a son of God. Jesus was the one seed in whom all the names of the sons of God were written before, when he was begotten by the Father as the Son of God. However, unless he fell into the ground and died, he would abide alone as the only Son of God. By asking the Father to glorify his name, Jesus was asking the Father to multiply the names of all the sons of God from the one seed. This multiplication happened through the pangs of death, or birth pangs, that belonged to the travail of his seven wounds. This specific dimension of the Son's travail commenced in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed to the Father, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." Jesus Christ was emptying himself, or falling into the ground and dying, so that the seed would be multiplied, and we could then be brought forth of the Father's own will as a first fruits of his creation. Enabling this travailing work, Jesus was strengthened with eternal spirit from the Holy Spirit. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Having been strengthened with eternal spirit from the Holy Spirit, the Son continued to travail in prayer through the course of his seven wounding events. The references used in today's devotions are Luke chapter 22, verse 42, James chapter 1, verse 18, and Luke chapter 22, verse 44. For further study, John chapter 12.